Welcome to Hope College Basketball, the Barber Ford pregame show. This evening from the Merlot Sports and Fitness Center in Adrian, it's the Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on Adrian College in the final regular season game of the 2013-2014 season. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered today's game with an 18-6 record, 12-1 in MIAA play. With a victory today, Hope College will clinch the MIAA regular season outright. The Flying Dutchman defeated Kalamazoo on Wednesday night 110-78 for the Hope's 10th win in a row. The victory gave Hope a share of their 37th MIAA regular season championship in school history. They were led in scoring by senior Nate Van Arendock, who scored 18 points in the blowout win. Hope's opponent tonight is Adrian College. The Bulldogs are led by head coach Mark White, who is in his fifth year at the school. Adrian enters tonight's contest with a 5-19 record and 1-12 record in MIAA play. The Bulldogs lost to Alma on Wednesday night 71-60. Sophomore guard Ben Rodick led the way for Adrian with a team-high 13 points and 8 rebounds in defeat. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you we're streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Back here at the Merlot Center in Adrian as we get ready to take on the Bulldogs tonight as the Flying Dutchman shooting for that number one spot in the MIAA and outright championship. And, Coach, we're at the top rung of that ladder tonight, and sometimes that gets kind of wiggly up there when you stand on that top rung. You know, some things could happen. You could fall off. A lot of things out here.
A lot of things, but the best thing about it is we are at the top. We're at the top rung, and we have ourselves to steady the ladder and climb off and grab that championship. Our motto for tonight is no co championship, and we have our task ahead of us. Just because you're 12-1 and the other team is 1-12, you can't assume things, because as soon as you start to assume things, that's when bad things happen. So I think our guys are pretty focused. That'll be proven here in another 20 minutes or so, but for us it's an opportunity to win a championship.
Well, Coach Mark White usually has his ball club up. He's done a great job and since he took over this program at Adrian the first couple of years. In fact, one year he was had to go overtime in an MIAA tournament against us and ended up losing that one. But, you know, that was quite a record for Adrian because they hadn't been up there for a while.
Mark's done a really good job. It's been a tough year for them. They've had injuries and other situations develop that you just can't plan for, and some guys they were relying on just weren't able to come through for them. So they've battled hard, but they've been outmanned, outnumbered, and tonight would seem to be the same way. But we still have to go out and play the game for 40 minutes. We have a decided size advantage, and we have to make sure that we don't forget where the bread is buttered, so to speak. Get the ball inside, crash the boards. We want a faster tempo. They're going to seek to slow the game down, spread the floor, dribble drive, penetrate, shoot the three, those kind of things. And we've got to be ready for that. They'll play zone, perhaps, play a lot of zone against us first game. That's okay. We should be ready for it because we're getting ready for tournament time and maybe some opponents down the road that they'll do some different things. So this will be a good challenge for us.
Well, on Friday morning, Coach Neal made the comment that Grant was sick on Thursday and didn't practice. He's dressed today, I notice. Is he healthy?
Yeah, he was sick for a day or so. I don't think it's any big thing. I think he'll be fine. He was talking to him this morning, shoot around and so on, feels fine. So he's ready to go. VA's had a little thing with his back going on and off, but I think he's ready and Caleb with his foot, et cetera. There's no excuses this time of the year. We're ready to go. We have some depth. Hopefully that will come into play tonight as well.
Well, we have some three-point shooters that have been hot of late, and several of them, and let's hope that keeps up because we need a quick start. And a couple of threes right off the bat wouldn't hurt any.
Well, we hit a couple threes against their zone last time, and that was good, but then I think we kind of fell in love with it. Forgot to get the ball inside, but once we did, they really had no answer for us, and we were able to build up a big lead at halftime with a nice run before the half, and then extend it in the second half, get a lot of guys a lot of minutes. And that's the kind of thing we'd like to be able to do tonight, but we know we're on the road, and that'll be a little tougher to accomplish.
Well, we've got a 10-game win streak going on, and, you know, let's make it 11.
Well, we're, you know, it's still one game at a time, one rung of the ladder, however you want to put it. And now, you work so hard. We started in mid-October. The guys actually started with conditioning stuff in late August and September and worked really hard. And not too many teams get an opportunity to accomplish what we're hopeful of doing tonight, and that's to win a championship of your league. There's eight teams in this league, and if we can win tonight, we'll be 13-1, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. So we've been extended by Calvin and other teams to get to this point where we still have to win this final game. And it has to be earned, and that's what we plan on doing here in the next couple of hours.
Well, it's a long bus ride home, and it's a lot shorter if you win.
You got that right. It's a long, long way home, but it'll be a good ride if we can take care of business here at the Merrillot Center. We know it won't be easy, and I hope we can talk to you afterwards about a Hope College victory in a championship of the MIAA.
Let's go, Hope.
That was Coach Tom Davilar in the pregame interview. Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show. We're here at the Merlot Center here in Adrian, where the Hope College Flying Dutchman look to end the regular season on a high note with a victory over Adrian College. The victory would give the Flying Dutchman an outright championship for the MIAA for the MIAA regular season, and that would be the 31st outright MIAA regular season championship in team history, and they can do that with a victory this evening against Adrian College. We had some action going on just as we arrived at the arena this evening, as the junior varsity squad has defeated Adrian 88-51. And then earlier this afternoon at the DeVos Fieldhouse, the Flying Dutch of Hope College, led by Brian Morehouse, ended their regular season on a high note as well. A 25-0 regular season record as they defeated Rochester 88-47. They were led by Emily Klocka, who had 12 points and was the leading scorer for the ball game. Everything is all set for the MIAA playoffs for the women. The Flying Dutch will host Adrian College on Thursday evening. That game is a 7:30 tip-off. You can catch all the action here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10. On Wednesday evening, the Flying Dutchman will host an MIAA semifinal championship game. We are not sure as of who they're going to play right now. We're trying to get confirmation on if it's going to be either Trine or Albion. Both Trine and Albion finished the regular season with the exact same record and split the contest between each other, so we aren't completely sure on who's going to be getting who. Both of them finished with the same record and split their contest against each other. So it's going to be kind of an interesting thing. I'm waiting to get confirmation from Greg Chandler on that one. He's the MIAA guru. But Hope College will be hosting a game on Wednesday against one of those two squads. Calvin will be hosting the other one. The winners of those two games will face on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
There were some surprises this afternoon in some of the other ball games in the MIAA. Those are all complete, and Adam has those scores.
Alma was able to defeat Kalamazoo 85-80. Calvin blew out Albion 83-57. That could possibly be an MIAA playoff matchup in the first round. Trine defeated Olivet 82-70. In women's action, Olivet defeated Trine 76-51. Adrian defeated Alma 70-54. That gave Adrian a ride into the MIAA playoffs, where they will play Hope on Thursday. And Calvin defeated Kalamazoo 72-57, which eliminated Kalamazoo out of the MIAA playoff picture. Hope was the only team in the MIAA that did not have a contest this afternoon in MIAA play, as they took on Rochester and defeated them 88-47. So with all of that going on, we're going to have a lot of action next week. There's a possibility of us doing four separate games, Ron, and it's probably a pretty good chance of that happening. We will have games on Wednesday, Thursday, and a possibility of two of them on Saturday.
Well, we better warn the people out there tonight that we would like to thank them ahead of time for staying with us tonight, as both of us have colds, and we could have a little coughing match as the ball game goes on here, because both of us not talking a lot on the way down. We both have colds and did a lot of coughing on the way and things like this. So wish us luck, because we'll give you all the action we can for this contest.
That's the beautiful thing about having a broadcast partner. You get a cold, you share it with him. You know, last season I was the one that got the cold first and gave it to him, and this year it's the other way around. So, next season, who knows what's going to end up happening. Maybe we'll get sick at the same time.
Well, you got to share. You know, you can't just be selfish and keep it all to yourself like the Flying Dutchman wanted to do with the crown tonight. They want to keep it all to themselves and be the only one up on top of the MIAA. But we'll share. We're good guys.
Okay, well, Hope will open the MIAA tournament on Wednesday, February 26th at the DeVos Fieldhouse at 7:30. Tickets are on sale at the DeVos Fieldhouse ticket office or online at hope.edu/ticketing. The men's tournament championship game is Saturday, March 1st at 3 o'clock at the site of the highest remaining seed. Tickets for that game will go on sale after the semifinals have concluded. So, it's going to be the same way with the women's action, too, on Thursday. If the Flying Dutch are able to defeat Adrian, the tickets for that semifinals game will go on sale immediately following that game, and that game will be the evening contest, which will be at 7:30. And if the Flying Dutch are able to advance in the MIAA playoffs, you can catch that game here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10. That is going to be the way that the tournament is this year. The last year, from what I was told, they flip-flop every year. The women's game last year was the early game. The men's game was the late game. This season is the other way around.
That's just to make, people get confused a little bit. They want them to remember the dates, and you split them up and work them back and forth.
With all that action going on in I just took a check at the clock to see where we were sitting and how much time was left in the pregame show, and all of a sudden the clock has stopped and right on the 5-minute mark. So I'm a little bit confused on that. So
both teams are in the locker room at the present time. I've got about 3 minutes before the start of the ball game, and both the teams coming out of the locker room at this point.
Well, you just hear the loud reaction is from the. Both the Bulldogs and the Flying Dutchman have come out to the loud cheers at the same time. So both teams exited the locker room just as Ron was saying that. So we have some other facts about tonight's game. This is the 153rd Hope versus Adrian men's basketball game. The Flying Dutch lead the all-time series 127-25. And the league title is the 37th right now for Hope that they won for the regular season. Would be the 31st outright if they won this afternoon. And take a look at the standings right now as everything ended this afternoon. Hope is on top of the conference, 12-1. Calvin's victory today gives them a 12-2 record. Albion's loss puts them at 8-6. And Trine's victory puts them at 8-6. And I understand why we have the stoppage of the clock is because it is senior
night.
It's senior night here at Adrian, and they're going to be honoring the seniors for the Adrian Bulldogs. So let's send it back to the studio for a 1-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're minutes away from the Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on Adrian College here at the Merlot Center in Adrian in the final regular season matchup of the MIAA regular season. I'd like to remind you that the Hope Hoops Luncheon on Monday, February 24th at the Moss Center is going to be $9.75 per person, and no reservations are needed. The Hope Hoops Club Luncheon every Monday during the MIAA regular season, and I believe it is during the playoffs as well, at noon at the Moss Center, $9.75 per person. Also, I'd like to remind you about Anchored in Hope. during the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? You can find this at 92.7thevan.com. At the site, you can find pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, audio podcasts of all Hope College football and basketball games, live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, photos from games and events, and releases showcasing happenings around Hope College. That's all at 92.7thevan.com, and that's at Anchored in Hope at 92.7thevan.com. Well, we just had that nice little presentation for the Adrian seniors, and then they restarted the clock. So,
well, they could have, you know, given one of those dozen roses to your wife out there. They had some pretty roses that they were handing out to their parents.
And there was a couple of seniors for Adrian, just a pair of them.
Just two of them, yeah.
Just two of them. So Adrian's going to have a very young ball club. Kind of struggled this year. They, like Coach Tom Davilar said at the beginning, they have the kind of a shuffled roster from the last time we've took them on. Ron was kind of like getting everything together here, and all of a sudden their entire roster almost looked like it switched over. There was only a handful of players that were still left from when we played them earlier this year.
Yeah, they've had some problems from time to time, and they're hanging on to some ball players. They have a good year, and then some school comes along and offers them a little bit more, and away they go, things like this. And Coach Mark White, used to getting kids out of Detroit and the Detroit area out there, and they're looking for big-time scholarships, but usually don't get them, and so they settle for Division III level. And once they do well on that level, oftentimes they can pick up a D2 or D1 scholarship, and that's what they do.
And with Adrian being situated over here on the east side of the state, there is a lot of Division II and Division I schools in the area, and I'm sure that's got to be an issue for Mark White, is that he gets some of these kids plucked right out at the end of the semester at points in time, and they leave.
Well, he used to coach in Detroit, and so he's familiar with the system in Detroit, and he's familiar with a lot of these guys as they come up in junior high and high school and things like this, so he follows them along and has good contacts with all the coaches in the Detroit area. So he's able to pick up these guys that are good athletes out of the Detroit area, but he has a tougher time in trying to keep them on the roster.
With Division III basketball, we've mentioned this numerous times in the past, you do not get scholarships to play athletics at Division III, the Division III levels. So Division II and Division I sports teams have a distinct advantage over the Division III, and in situations like this, you know, if you're a student athlete and you have a chance to get a scholarship to play basketball somewhere, you're probably going to take that over staying at a Division III school.
NAIA also, you can get scholarships, so there are plenty of opportunities out there if you're a good enough athlete to pick up a scholarship to play basketball.
And that makes what these coaches here in the MIAA do very, very tough, and you have to give them a lot of respect for putting together good, solid ball clubs throughout the years. Mark White has done a very good job over the years putting together decent teams, but like Coach Davilar said, though, they've had injury problems this year on top of losing players, and, you know, you lose a couple of players on a basketball squad, that's going to hurt you right away.
And it's tough out there. If you're a recruiter and, you know, a member of the staff, why, every weekend you're going to be gone. You're going to be watching a couple of high school ball games, maybe three or four over the weekend, and they go all over the place. They go in Michigan, they go in neighboring states, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, places like that. Wherever they hear of a good ball player, why, they'll go visit that young man and make contact with him. And they also have had success when they talk to kids that get a Division II scholarship, and then it doesn't pan out that way, and the kid comes back and say, hey, you know, I remember having a favorable talk with you back when I graduated from high school, and Van Arendonk was one of those that went up to Central Michigan and then transferred back. Caleb Byers started out at Spring Arbor and then transferred back to Hope, and things like this have happened as well, and you pick up some good ball players that way.
Well, let's pause here as we're about to have the national anthem. The starting lineup is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineup of tonight's ball game, let's send it over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And for the Hope College Flying Dutchman, they'll start that same group that they've started on their 10-game winning streak, and that's going to be Grant Neal, the 6'3" senior out of Holland West, Ottawa, starting at one forward. At the other forward, it'll be the freshman out of Hudsonville, Cody Stivey, 6'7", and doing a great job in that starting role. The center, Nate Van Arendonk, 6'10", senior out of Grand Haven. And then at the guards, you'll have Ben Gardner, a 6-foot sophomore from Carmel, Indiana, along with Alex Edson, a 6'2" sophomore out of Grand Haven. The Flying Dutchman, coached by Matt Neal, and sitting right now at the top of the MIAA with a 12-1 record, hoping to go 13-1. Everything else has been completed in the MIAA at this point, except for the first and last place teams. And these are the two teams that are playing here this evening. For the Adrian Bulldogs, they have all guards listed as their starters. They don't have any big people on this ball club. And that's one of the problems that Coach Mark White has with this group, is that they don't have any height. So starting for the Bulldogs, it'll be Ricky Wilson, a 6'3", 201-pound sophomore out of Detroit. At the other forward, it'll be Wesley Reed, a 5'10", 170-pound senior out of Paquin, Ohio. At the center, it'll be Curtis Gordon, a 5'11", 170-pound sophomore out of Detroit. And at the guards, Ben Roddick, a 6'4", 170-pound sophomore from Emily City. And the other guard, Drew Torrey, a 5'8", 150-pound senior from Sterling Heights. The coach for the Bulldogs, Mark White, and the floor designed out there, if you're familiar with the DeVos, you realize that Hope College has a big anchor in the center of the floor. They have a Bulldog paw drawn out at the center of the court as a reminder as to the nickname, the Bulldogs. So both teams around their coaches, Hope College in their blue uniforms with the orange numerals, whereas Adrian College in their home whites with the black numerals, and they're all set to go as Coach White sends them out, and we'll have the tip-off in just a moment.
The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service.
Van Arendonk will be jumping center for the Flying Dutchman. And for the Bulldogs, they're going to send out, I'm sure just to have some fun, Wesley Reed, who is at 5'10", and Van Arendonk is able to get the tip to back to Gardner. Gardner will start it off over on the right side to Edson. Into the corner they go to Stivey, back to Edson on the right wing. Over to Gardner, thinks about a three, changes his mind. Zone defense by the Bulldogs, and Edson starts out with a big triple from the right wing to make it 3-0 in favor of the Flying Dutchman. On the attack, Curtis Gordon. Gordon with the weave on the outside to Jackson. Jackson hands it off to Reed. Reed out front to Reddick. Little bounce pass, back door, move. Good move out there. And Gordon gets the easy two underneath. That's their favorite move with this offense. And they're good at it. They got most of their points. On the inside, the Grant Neal. Ball knocked away, and it's going to stay with the Flying Dutchman. So Hope will have the basketball underneath their own basket. Grant Neal's going to inbound it. They set it up. Looks around, and they go way up on top to Gardner at the point. Gardner over to Edson at the left wing, underneath to Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk back to Neal, right side Gardner for three. Hits, no good. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Curtis quickly on the attack, gets it up to Reed. On the right side, hands it off on the outside to Torrey. Torrey out front for the Dogs as Gordon weaves out. Hands it off to Jackson. Jackson left wing, back to Reed. They just work the weave on the outside, wait for somebody to backdoor, or they're able to drive the lane and kicking off on the left side that time into the hands of Jackson for three, and he misses, and rebound comes down And we're going to have a jump ball, and that's going to give the possession arrow to the Bulldogs. So they'll set it up underneath their own basket, inside to Reed. His jumper is no good. Ball tipped up in the air, controlled by Reddick. So the Bulldogs get it back. On the right side, working back and forth, Torrey with the basketball, backs it out. They have a new shot clock, so they have plenty of time, and they're going to take all of it to get something set up. Torrey around the right side has a screen, can't go anyplace, feeds it out to Reed. Reed bounce pass to Jackson. Jackson working against Edson, takes him down low, puts up a shot, got it. So the Bulldogs take their first lead of the ball game, 4-3. Here at the Merlot Center in Adrian. Gardner on the right side, looks inside, back out to Stivey underneath Van Arendonk, and Van Arendonk tried to get the ball up in the air and took a couple white shirts along with him, and the foul is going to go against number 10. That's Curtis Gordon.
Okay, Curtis Gordon guarding him, and Neat has almost a foot of height on him.
So Hope will have it underneath their own basket. It said it was a non-shooting foul. Edson for three, no good. Rebound, tap back, and out of bounds. Van Arendonk tried to tap it back to Edson, but he hit it too hard and put it in the bleachers. So ball's going to belong to the Bulldogs. 4-3, the Bulldogs with the lead. We're just underway here, 17:25 left in the first half. Working the outside is Gordon. Hands it off to Jackson. Jackson back out front to Reddick. Little bounce pass back doors right there. And putting it up and in, Wesley Reed. And Hope takes a timeout as the Bulldogs go up 6-3, 17:08. And then instead of a fast start for the Flying Dutchman, it's the Bulldogs with the fast start.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Coach Neal not liking the way that the Bulldogs are getting some easy layups here in the early going, and he called timeout to put a quick stop to that.
Well, two of those baskets were made on the backdoor move where they work the outside, and the guys in the wings out there fake like they're coming out to get the basketball, then turn and make a quick move toward the basket, and that's where they're getting the pass and the layup. 6-3, Bulldogs with the lead. Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Zone defense by the Bulldogs. They played that quite a bit in Holland against Flying Dutchman. And the pass by Gardner, tried to get it into Stivey. Excuse me, that was Edson. And it was tipped by one of the Bulldogs, so it'll belong to Hope. Grant will inbound it and has to go way up on top to Gardner. To Edson. Cross-court pass to Neal. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner drives in, leaves it for Edson. Inside Stivey. His shot off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes on the outside to Torrey. Torrey right down the middle, and then they'll slow it down over to Jackson. Jackson at the point. Leaves it on the inside for Gordon. Gordon back to Reed. Reed puts up a long three. Has it! Wesley Reed, the senior, puts the Bulldogs up 9-3 over the Flying Dutchman. Gardner slows it down up on top. Works his way to the right side, gets it to Neal in the middle. Over in the right wing, underneath they go to Van Arendonk. He turns, puts it off the window and in. That's the first that they've gotten it to the inside, to the big man. 9-5, Bulldogs with the lead. On the weave out there, Torrey has a shot blocked by Edson, but picked off on the outside by Reed, so it'll stay Bulldog basketball. Shot clock won't be changed, however, and that goes down to 17. Jackson at the right wing for the Dogs, takes Stivey down low, puts a shot up, and Stivey blocks it, but he's going to get the foul. So the Bulldogs will go to the line. And they go to the line quite frequently in basketball games because of their driving style of basketball, and they drive in and get fouled on the way in. Jackson at the line, swish. Dominique Seagal into the ball game for the Bulldogs. He'll go in replacing Wesley Reed. Seagulls, a 6'6", 210-pounder out of Taylor. That's the biggest guy in the ball club, as the second one is good by Jackson. 11-5, Bulldogs on top, 15:36 left in the first half. Edson at the right wing, takes it out to the point. Left side, Gardner underneath Vanerendonk. Vanerendonk, another one off the window, no good. This one bounds around, taken down by the Bulldogs. Quickly, Gordon all the way, takes it hard to the hole. Little bounce pass on the inside. Seagull has the ball stripped out of his hands. Picked up. Edson all the way, coast to coast. He goes up, misses the shot. Loose basketball. Flip back out. Taken away on the outside by Torrey. He goes back the other way. No good. Put up on the follow-up shot is Gordon. Things a little wild for a moment out there. 13-5. Bulldogs on top in the middle. Grant Neal off the window, in and out of the basket, and it goes to the Bulldogs. Rebounding not there for the Flying Dutchman right now. There's the Bulldogs in their zone defense. They're not getting, letting the Flying Dutchman get any offensive rebounds. On the outside is Torrey. Back out in front to Ruddick. Leaves it on the outside to Jackson. Little bounce pass, Seagull in the top of the key. Back in front to Gordon. Gordon stops at the free throw line. Right side, Torrey. Fadeaway shot. No good. Rebound, Vanerendonk. To Gardner. Gardner pushes it up quickly. Takes it. Leaves it for Neal. Outside, Edson. Edson back to Gardner. Gardner makes a move, and he's grabbed out there. And Torrey's going to get the foul. So two fouls against the Bulldogs, one against the Flying Dutchman thus far. We're at the 13:59 mark of the first half, and a timeout is called on the court by the Flying Dutchman. I think that's the second one for Hope, trailing 13-5.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. You made a comment about the rebounding edge. Adrian has 9 rebounds right now to Hope's 2. So the Bulldogs doing a lot better job at taking care of the rebounds right now, and the Flying Dutchman need to start using some of their height advantage to get some of these rebounds.
Well, the Bulldogs are in a zone defense that leaves 3 guys back to, you know, fight for the rebound, especially when Hope takes 3-point shots and they come back out a little ways. So we have a different group in for the Flying Dutchman as McMahon comes in. Brock Benson is in. Gardner stays. Caleb Byers is in, and Grant Neal stays. Gardner drives the left side, has the ball tipped away, and no foul called. The ball, they just said, got away from Gardner out of bounds, and they're giving it to the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs, Torrey outside to Reddick. Reddick on the weave out there, hands it off to Reed. Reed to Seagull. Seagull tips it. Gardner gets the basketball. Underneath, puts it up, puts it in, and is fouled. Good strong move that time by Gardner as they were all over him, and he was able to get it up past the defense and into the hoop and get fouled in addition. So chance for a 3-point play.
The foul will be against DeGaulle. That'll be his first.
13-7, Adrian with the lead. 13:32 on the clock. As Ben Gardner will step to the line, the native of Carmel, Indiana. And his free throw is good. 13-8, Bulldogs on top. Here come the Bulldogs. Ricky Jackson with the basketball. Gives it up to Reed. Reed looks at the opening. Can't find anybody in the middle. On the outside, Reddick. Reddick tried the back door out there. Gardner almost with the steal. They switch men on the outside. They kick it over to Jackson. Jackson, guarded by Grant, takes him underneath. Puts a shot up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Back out in front to Torrey. Torrey's shot blocked by Benson. They're letting him play out there, folks. As back and forth. And Gardner is fouled again as he got a nice feed that time from McMahon on the left side. And he missed the basket, but he's going to be at the line. So that's four fouls now against the Bulldogs. That foul went against Reed. So Gardner at the line puts up the free one, rattles around, then hops off the back and outside the rim. Substitute Gordon comes back into the ball game for Stegall. Gardner with the second one. Got it. 13-9. Hope trailing the Bulldogs. 12:48 left in the first half. Gordon with the basketball. On the weave. Gets it out to Reed. Reed underneath. Shot no good. Comes rebound. Comes to Gardner. Gardner takes it quickly. Alley-oops it underneath. Too high. But Byers goes high. Gets it. Brings it down and off the glass and in. Good move that time by Caleb. 13-11. Hope inching toward him. Closing this one down. Pass inside. Jumper. Jackson. Good. That was in the paint. Just a short jumper out there of about 6-8 feet. 15-11. Bulldogs on top. Gardner. Inside to Byers. Underneath Benson. And Benson is fouled from behind. And that's going to go against Ricky Jackson. So Benson will be at the line for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner and Neal both go over and talk to coach. As Benson puts the first one in, and Sam Otto comes in for Grant.
Brock shooting 61% from the free throw line on the season.
Second one, good. 15-13, Bulldogs. Bulldogs with the basketball, Curtis. For Adrian. Over on the left wing to Torrey. Back out in front they go to Reed. Right side, Reddick. Back out in front to Gordon. Gordon backs it off. Leaves it for Reed in the right wing. Reed gets around the middle, fakes it, puts it on the outside to Reddick. 10 on the shot clock. Into Gordon's hand. Gordon takes it deep, fires it on the outside, back out in front to Reddick for three. No good, and a little flop in the middle, and the fans want to foul. Don't get any as McMahon goes cross court to Gardner. Back to McMahon on the right side. Underneath Benson. Benson's double team. Feeds a man on the offside, which is Caleb Byers, and he puts it in. On the outside is Gordon. To Riddell, his shot no good. Rebound Benson. To Gardner. Gardner has two defenders back. Gives it to Byers, and Byers is upended, and Byers is going to have a little chest bumping contest.
And there's a technical that just has been called against Adrian. Drew Torrey, I believe, has picked up a technical foul.
Well, the bumping was going on with Gordon.
Well, Torrey came up from behind and pushed Caleb Byers. And I believe the official call, I saw them pull up a technical foul.
They're indicating to the bench as to what they've called, and
they haven't announced anything yet.
Gardner goes up to the free throw line.
Well, obviously there's been a technical called because Gardner is going to be stepping to the line by himself.
And he misses it, but to the delight of the Adrian fans.
And there has been a technical foul given to Drew Torrey. For the little bit of a scuffle underneath the basket after the missed shot.
Gardner gets the second one. 16-15, the Flying Dutchman lead by one. And now Caleb Byers is going to go shooting the foul. that was originally called. So Hope has gotten 1 point out of this so far and gone up by one. Caleb's free throw, no good. He'll have the second. Subs coming in as Stigall comes back in, and also Earl Swift. Swift, a 6'3", 188-pound freshman out of Southfield. Byers, yes. So we got two out of four out of that, and Hope has gone ahead 17-15 at the 10:38 mark. Torrey on the outside gives it up right wing to Reed. Reed almost loses it. Back out in front they go to Swift. Swift takes it down the paint, loses the basketball, picked up by Benson. Out to Byers, back to Benson, right side, as Benson drives underneath, and he kind of lost control. He was going as hard as he could, making a move to the basket, and kind of lost his balance, went down, and the ball out of bounds. So we have Carlson in the ball game. Otto's in now. McMahon, Benson, and Byers. That's the group that's on the court for the Flying Dutchman. On the outside, Torrey with the basketball for the Bulldogs. Gives it up to Reed. Reed's at the right wing. Little give and go back to Torrey. Torrey gets a screen on the outside. Takes it up to the top. Gets guys moving underneath for him. Still keeps his dribble alive. To Jackson. Jackson has the ball stripped away by Byers. Byers, Jackson, take it to the hole. And he puts it up. Fed Benson up high above the basket. And Benson with a two-hand slam dunk. And the Bulldogs take a 60-second timeout as Benson just slammed that one home. That's one for the highlight reel right there. 19-15, Dutchman on top. As we get this first half working its way down toward the end.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Caleb wasn't going full speed down the court, and I think there was a reason for that. He saw Brock Benson trailing him the entire time and was waiting for Brock to catch up, and then just at the right moment flipped that one up just high enough in the air for Brock to catch a gorgeous alley-oop on that fast break, Ron.
Yeah, they worked that one perfectly. They've done that when they've just been fooling around in the gym a couple of times from the looks of things out here, because Benson was all set to drive that one home.
And he did, and boy, the Flying Dutchman bench came up and alive. Nothing like a nice alley-oop dunk to get everybody fired up and maybe set this one going in the right direction.
I was waiting to see if anything was going to happen because he was so excited when he fired that down. He just turned and started up the court, and he went right over the top of Jess Robertson Jr. out there and just kind of flattened him on the court. But
it was all accident. As when Benson noticed he did it, he was trying to hold him up so he didn't fall down.
So 9:30 left in the half. Flying Dutchman up 19-15. Robertson on the top of the key gives it to Jackson. Into the corner they go to Reed. Reed underneath, back out in front. Short jumper is no good by Jackson. Rebound comes down to Robertson. Left side. Reed for three. Wesley Reed with a big triple. 19-18. Hope up by one. Benson into the corner. Give and go. Back out in front. They go to Byers. Right side. McMahon. Yes! And McMahon nails a triple. 22-18. Hope on top. 8:15. Torrey at the point. On the left side to Jackson. Jackson stops, fires away. Yes! And he's got the triple. So Jackson counters at the other end. 22-21. Flying Dutchman up by one. Otto inside to Byers. Underneath, Benson. He puts it up and he's fouled. Went underneath, reverse layup that time, and it fooled the defender. He was ready to go up and block the shot on the front side, and Benson went underneath with the reverse, and he got the foul. So Brock will be at that line for the Flying Dutchman. As he bounces it, takes his time, and this one hits the back of the iron. He'll have a second one. Roddick back in. Benson's free throw good. 23-21, Hope up by two, 8:24 left in the first half. Torrey with the basketball for the Bulldogs. Bounce pass to Roddick. And Byers reaches in and is going to get the foul. It's not the shooting foul. Bulldogs will get it underneath their own basket. In pass comes to Reed. To Roddick. Roddick has the ball knocked out of his hands, picked up by Otto. Ahead to Carlson. Carlson back to Caleb Byers. Into the corner. McMahon for three. Yes! So Corey McMahon went from the right corner to the left corner. Drain triple back to back. 26-21. Hope up by five. On the outside is Torrey. Left wing Reed for three. No good this time. Gets his own rebound, however. Brings it back out on top. Torrey with the basketball, and they want to bring it out. Got a new shot clock, so they've got plenty of time out there. On top, they go to Seagal. Seagal around the outside. Reed puts a shot up. No good. Rebound comes to Carlson. Carlson loses the basketball, gets it back. Underneath they go. Benson, his shot misses. And I think this is going to be a foul against Benson. Roddick got the rebound, and Brock went after it. Well, it looks like it might have gone against Caleb. You got number 15 to hit. Now they changed it. They were just slow on the scoreboard. It was against Benson. So the Bulldogs with the basketball. On the left side to Robertson. Down low, Stegall. Stegall against Benson. Puts a shot up. It won't drop, but Benson's going to get his second foul. So back-to-back fouls on Brock now.
And that will bring Van Arendock back into the game for the Flying Dutchman.
That's five fouls against Hope. Second one is good, or down and good.
Stegall is only shooting 47% from the free throw line on the season, Ron.
Well, this will help his average. And this one's good. So he puts them both in. 26-23, Hope up by three. Carlson to Otto. Otto inside Van Arendonk. Back to Otto. Van Arendonk underneath. And he gets it underneath, and walking around a little bit is Blackledge underneath, but he is fouled. He was too far underneath. He couldn't get a shot off, and being batted around a little bit and started walking around underneath, I thought he was going to get a traveling call.
Well, it was kind of interesting. He seemed to be getting fouled well before he walked, so it was kind of interesting that officials waited to call the whistle to play dead until after he walked a little bit.
This one is in and out. Reed comes back in for the Bulldogs.
Flying Dutchman having their issues from the free throw line this evening. 7 of 12 from the line.
So Blackledge with the second of the free ones. This one is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Stegall. So the Bulldogs have the basketball. On the outside is Torrey. Left side is wide open. As jump shot, no good underneath Jackson. And Hope with a rebound. Here comes Otto. Otto slows down at the point, zone defense in the middle of Blackledge. Good move down the middle of the lane out there as Otto got the pass to Blackledge and he drove it, put it up and in. 28-23, Hope on top. Reed with the basketball. Up. Seagal. Seagal gets it to Jackson. Jackson can't get a shot away. 15 on the shot clock. Coach Neal say, get the hands up, get the hands up. Underneath goes Torrey. Out front to Reed. And he gets Otto up in the air. No good with the shot. Rebound, Van Arendonk. Here comes Carlson. Back to Blackledge. And Blackledge goes around the defensive man before he can move. That's Wesley Reed. And Reed is going to get the foul. So Blackledge is becoming a master at drawing fouls from the opponents. And he's going to be back at the line.
He's done that in the last few games, Ron, where Blackledge has just decided to drive to the lane. And he is able to pick up the fouls, even though he doesn't make the shot. But he's done a fairly reasonable job at the free throw line.
28-23, Hope with the lead. Blackledge at the line, and this one back off the back part of the iron. Starters coming back in for Hope. As Gardner comes in, Edson and Neal all come back in for Hope. And Aaron Donk's already in. So Blackledge, the only non-starter, and Stivey is at the scorer's bench. If he makes this one, it'll be Stivey, and he does. Couldn't get him in quick enough. So he stays on the bench, and Blackledge stays in the ball game. Torrey at the top of the key. Nice bounce pass on the outside, Stigall. Back out to Reed. Reed with the ball above his head into Jackson's hands. Jackson. Roddick drives, and Van Arendonk with the block out there. No foul as he knocked the ball out of bounds, and he flattened Roddick in the same process.
And the ball, after Van Arendonk blocked it, fell onto Roddick, who was falling out of bounds. So it becomes Flying Dutchman ball.
29-23, Hope with the lead in the basketball. 5 minutes left in this first half. In the middle to Neal. Back out to Gardner. Inside they go to Neal again. His shot no good. Rebound taken by Robertson. Robertson to Torrey. Bulldogs don't try running a fast break to speak of. They get it and they slow it down. And then start to work it on the offensive side. Robertson at the right wing. Back out for the jumper from Jackson. That's good. 29-26, and the Bulldogs hanging right with the Flying Dutchman. Bulldogs with nothing but pride to gain out of this ball game. Flying Dutchman first place in the championship. Shot misses by Stivey. Rebound Edson. It's knocked out of his hands. Picked up by Reed. Reed to Torrey. And Torrey will work it underneath. Gives it right side to Jackson. Back out in front to Roddick. To Robertson, left wing. Robertson against Stivey. Underneath they go, but it's picked up by Jackson. His shot for three is good. We're tied at 29 apiece. 3:45 left in the first half. Edson in the corner. Over to Gardner. Back and forth. Edson, Gardner. Underneath, finding of an Arendonk. He puts it on the ground, brings it up, and it's knocked out of his hands. And the ball's going to stay with the Flying Dutchman. Coming back in is Stigall. He's the only semblance of size in the inside. He's 6'6". So Stivey to Edson, over to Gardner. He sets for three. No good. Rebound. Long to Torrey. Torrey takes his time. Coach White indicating the play on the sideline. We're tied at 29. A chance for the Bulldogs to take the lead. Jackson at the left wing. Roddick baseline. Fakes against Stivey. Takes him down low. Gets it back out in front to Reed. Reed. Gardner's all over him. Reed takes him to the hole. And Gardner blocked his shot. Somebody blew a whistle. Real short one. And Gardner's going to get the foul.
and there was a push before he got to the basket, so it'll be a non-shooting foul. That's only the fifth team foul against the Flying Dutchman here in the first half.
I don't know if the official's whistle out there didn't work very well. One little tweet. Bulldogs go underneath, bring it back to Roddick. Out front they go, Torrey. Torrey backs off against Gardner. Gardner stays right with him on the outside. And he's going to feed it down low to Roddick. Roddick pushes Stivey and has a shot blocked out of bounds by Van Arendon. And again, it was hitting the deck hard out there. It was Roddick. Robertson comes back in for Adrian. Seagal will leave. And Adrian will have the basketball underneath their own basket. They get it into the corner to Jackson. Jackson back on the outside, Torrey. Torrey out front, Roddick for three, no good. Rebound, Edson. Edson ahead to Gardner on the left wing. Gardner into the corner to Edson. Cross court pass to Stivey. Stivey to the baseline, back out to Gardner. Takes a look to Van Arendon, and three guys drop in on him. Grant comes high post, gets a pass over to Edson, and dives underneath. Everybody goes flying, looks like a bowling alley. Long pass ahead to Reed. Bounce pass open in the middle for two. It's Torrey. 31-29, Bulldogs up by two, 1:48 left in the first half. Right side, Stivey back to Gardner. Gardner drives, puts it up, and bounds about three different times and drops out. I think we got a foul on that one, though.
We did, and it's going to be against number two, Ben Roddick.
And Gardner will go back to the line for the Flying Dutchman. 1:40 left, 31-29, Adrian.
I'm confused. He must have fouled Van Arendon. I thought it was Gardner who was driving to the basket, but must have been away from the ball.
Don't try to guess to that. And this one's good. Caleb Byers comes in for Stivey. This is a rough ball game, folks. They're letting a lot of things go underneath that basket. Van Arendon, first one's good. This one, no good. Roddick with a rebound. Hands it off to Torrey, and Torrey will bring it up. Cross center line. Gardner's all over him. Stays right with him. Over on the right side to Reed. And Edson reached in, tried to knock it away, and Edson has the foul. And that's foul number six against the Flying Dutchman, so it'll be out of bounds at the scorer's table. Bounce pass into Jackson. Back to Torrey at the point. Torrey spins around, takes it out to Roddick. Over to Jackson at the left wing. 5-foot jumper, good. Right in the lane, just pulled up and put the 5-foot jumper in. 33-30, we're under a minute. Bulldogs on top. Nice pass by Gardner, and Van Arendon gets two. 33-32, Adrian on top by one. They're going to take their time, 39 seconds. On the game clock, 28 on the shot clock. Reed outside for Jackson, and Gardner reaches around and the tips at the ball, but a foul is going to go against Gardner. That'll be the second one on Gardner. And at the line will be Ricky Jackson. And we have McMahon, Otto, and Carlson all coming back in for Hope with 30 seconds left.
Ricky Jackson has 17 points right now, Ron, leading all scorers.
Yeah, he's had three or four trays in there.
Yep, he's hit 3 three-pointers, and he's perfect from the free throw line so far.
And he still is.
And he's 6 for 10 from the field, so he's having a really nice evening so far.
Well, he's one of their top scorers out there. In fact, he is their top scorer with 12.2. Second one is good. 35-32, Bulldogs on top. Full court press by the Bulldogs after that free throw. Long pass ahead to Vanier. Knock across McMahon. Hopes in the front court. 18 on the game clock. They've got the shot clock turned off. Hope's going to go for the last shot. Over on the left wing, in the middle to Byers. Byers puts it on the deck. Puts a jumper up and in. Backcourt, Hope puts some pressure on. And no foul, says the official, as Caleb jumped in, tried to draw the foul. But the official didn't call any. As we go in at halftime, it's the Bulldogs from Adrian, and you're listening to the score. It's right, 35, the Hope College Flying Dutchman, 34. For all you people that said, well, this is going to be a boring ball game tonight, folks, but the Bulldogs have decided otherwise.
Well, everybody's going to have to stay tuned for the entire game here, Ron, because this one's a close one. The Bulldogs, playing for pride, like you said, have shown up tonight to play.
Well, they have nothing to lose out there. They have everything to gain. They're the last place team. They have only one victory in the MIAA this season, and that was over Olivet. And the Flying Dutchmen have only one loss, and that was to Albion. So they're at the opposite ends of the spectrum. But right now it is Adrian up by one, 35-34.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where the Bulldogs of Adrian College have a 35-34 lead over Hope College here in the first half of this ball game. Let's take a look at team statistics. First, for Adrian College, they're shooting 40% from the field, 12 of 30. One of the reasons why they are leading in this ball game, though, they are shooting 5 of 11 from three-point land for 45.5%. They have hit all 6 of their free throws for 100%, and they're also leading in the rebounding column with 18 rebounds, 8 offensive, 2 defensive. They turned over the ball 5 times. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they're shooting 50% from the field, 11 of 22. They are 3 of 7 from three-point land for 42.9%. Not doing such a hot job from the free throw line, as they are 9 of 17 from the free throw line for 52.9%. They have 13 rebounds, 3 offensive, 10 defensive. Adrian, who is really outsized in this ball game, is out-rebounding the Flying Dutchman 18 to 13 in the first half. The Flying Dutchman, as Adrian does, has 5 turnovers. Individual statistics. First, for the Bulldogs of Adrian College, they're being led by Ricky Jackson, who had just one heck of a performance in the first half. He had 19 points and 2 rebounds. He was 6 for 10 from the field, including 3 for 5 from three-point land and 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Wesley Reed had 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Curtis Gordon had 4 points and 1 rebound. Drew Torrey had 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. And the only other person for Adrian to get on the scoreboard was Dominic Stegall, who had 2 points and 3 rebounds. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they were led by Caleb Byers, who came off the bench and was perfect from the field, a perfect 3 for 3. He also hit a free throw. He had 7 points and 1 rebound and 2 assists. Another person coming off the bench, Corey McMahon, had 6 points. He buried 2 three-pointers from long distance to give him his only points of the ball game. Harrison Blackledge, also off the bench, had 3 points and 1 rebound. Brock Benson, also off the bench, had 5 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Nate Van Arendak had 5 points and 4 rebounds. Ben Gardner had 5 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. And Alex Edson had 3 points and 2 rebounds in the first half. Anything that sticks out to you, Ron, in that first half with the statistics?
Well, I think you have quite a few of them out here. And offensive rebounds is one. That you have 8 offensive rebounds for the Bulldogs compared to 3 for the Flying Dutchman. They're not getting the rebounds at all. Some of that is due to the fact that the Adrian Bulldogs are taking 3-point shots, and the rebound is coming back long. But by this time, the Flying Dutchman should be, you know, aware of the fact that when you take a long 3, that the rebound, if they miss it, is going to come back, you know, on the outside, and so you got to be ready to rebound out there rather than right underneath the basket. But 5 for 11 from 3 point range, and 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Doesn't hurt your averages at all when you're looking at those kind of statistics. And Adrian took 30 shots compared to just 22 for Hope. Hope made 11 out of the 22. Adrian 12 out of the 30. So Hope shooting a better percentage, but not taking nearly as many shots as are the Bulldogs. And the other things that are kind of off the side, and second chance points, Adrian has 9 second chance points. In other words, you're following your shot, you're getting the offensive rebound, and you're putting it back up, and Hope College has 0 in that category. So Adrian with second chance points leading 9-0. Now, off turnovers, Hope has 8 points off turnovers, Adrian 7. In the paint, Hope has 16 points in the paint to Adrian's 10. Fast break, neither team has a point. And the bench out there, Hope's bench is leading Adrian's bench 21-2 as far as scoring points are concerned. But the score at the half shows Adrian leading Hope 35-34.
Well, this is the second time in the last couple weeks that we've seen the bench really step up for the Flying Dutchman. They've gotten majority of their points that have come from the guys off the bench in the first half, Ron. 21 of Hope College's 34 points coming from the bench.
Well, Gardner out there, 3 for 5 from the free throw line, hasn't helped a great deal out. He's only missed 2, but that's still 2 points that they should have had, as he has gone to the line more than anyone else on the Hope College squad. Foul trouble, not too many people in foul trouble. Hope has 2 guys with 2 fouls. Gardner has 2, and Benson. Gardner's a lot of his frustration. He's trying to steal the ball out there, and whenever you do that, if you get up real tight on your man, you're going to reach in, and he wants to steal it so bad, and then he gets a foul. So he's going to have to back off a little bit. And Brock Benson has 2 fouls, and he got them back-to-back, one on the far end of the court and one on the near end of the court out there, just down one side and one the other, and he had his 2 fouls. So Van Arendonk right now has no fouls against him. Caleb Byers has 1 against him, and Blackledge does not have any fouls against him, but Blackledge 1 for 4 from the free throw line. So that could help the Flying Dutchman if, you know, you'd hit all the free throws. They're 9 out of 17.
Out of these guys' defense this evening, the officials have let a lot of things go. So when they do call a foul, it's kind of surprising. So it's been kind of a rough ball game. We're going to see if that continues in the second half, because the game might get a little bit more physical and a little bit more rough if the officials continue to let this go.
Well, as I was talking a little bit between the commercials out there, if you know the college basketball team, you know that Caleb Byers is pretty well-built kid, and he goes underneath that basket and kind of, you know, makes a war out of it down underneath. And he's worked his way in there and has gotten 7 points in this tussle, whereas Cody Stivey, who is a tall, thin freshman out of Hudsonville, he has yet to score tonight, and he has no rebounds whatsoever. And so, you know, he's getting pushed around underneath there a little bit, whereas, you know, Caleb is battling back.
Now, this is Caleb's kind of a game. Caleb loves this kind of basketball. He's a physical type player. He likes to play rough. And this is just the kind of ball game that he thrives on, this kind of stuff, and he's played very well in this first half. Him and Brock Benson have both played very well in this first half coming off the bench for the Flying Dutchman, but they're going to have to make some adjustments if they expect to win this ball game. Adrian isn't going to go anywhere. They would love to end their season on a high note like this, the guys that are coming back in for the seniors that are leaving, how big would it be for them to say, hey, we, in our final game of this season, we were able to knock off Hope College?
Well, I don't think, you know, we've got to find a way to stop Ricky Jackson. I don't think there's been anybody in the MIAA or otherwise that has gotten 19 points against us in the first half. And Jackson has done that tonight. And so we got to find a way to stop Jackson at least. You know, put one guy and two guy or whatever you have to do. But you're going to have to shut him down in the second half.
Let's send it back to the studio for one more two-minute break. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where the Adrian Bulldogs leave Hope College at halftime 35-34. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball, and you're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where the Adrian Bulldogs leave Hope College at halftime by a score of 35-34 in a kind of a shocking matchup of the first-place team and the last-place team of the MIAA, as Adrian has come showed up to play this evening. But we have finals from around the Hope College basketball mecca of this afternoon. As earlier this afternoon here in Adrian, the Junior Varsity Ball Club finished up their season with an 88-51 victory over Adrian's JVs. And at the DeVos Fieldhouse this afternoon, Brian Morehouse's ball club finished the regular season with a perfect 25-0 record by defeating Rochester with an 88-47 victory. They were led in the victory by Emily Klucka, who had 12 points to be the leading scorer for the Flying Dutch in that ball game. The Flying Dutch will play on Thursday evening in the MIAA tournament. They will host Adrian in that ball game. That will be a 7:30 tip-off on Thursday. The Flying Dutchman will play on Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the DeVos Fieldhouse against an opponent that we have are not sure of yet. It's either going to be Albion or Trine. There is a tiebreaker that will be in effect for that ball game, but we have not gotten confirmation on who that opponent will be. The Flying Dutchman will host either one of those two ball clubs. We're about to get started here in second half action. Let's send it over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And the Flying Dutchman out quickly from the locker room at halftime. And the Bulldogs come out in their zone defense, which they've been in all night long against the Flying Dutchman here. And that has gotten them the lead. Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman to get this second half underway. Hope trailing by one. Left side Stivey, inside Veneren Dock, out to Edson, almost had the open shot to take. Instead brought it out to the point, Gardner, cross court to Neal. 11 on the shot clock, back to Gardner, in the corner to Stivey. Stivey drives in the paint, puts it up, and it won't go for him. Ball tipped around, and the Bulldogs come away with it. Quickly, it's Jackson getting a pass and wanted to put the shot up before he could catch the football, but they said that it's going to belong to Adrian. Inbound pass on the left side. Shot taken. No good by Reed. Rebound comes to Hope. Edson underneath. Stivey. He's got the two. Edson saw him break open underneath the basket and threw a long alley-oop pass underneath to Cody. And Stivey's got the bucket. 36-35. Hope back into the lead. Jackson at the left wing for the Flying Dutchman and starts his drive, and the foul is going to go against Stivey. So the Bulldogs will get the basketball underneath their own basket, trailing by one. We're just underway in the second half. Torrey gets it back in to Roddick. Roddick underneath, back out front to Jackson. He puts it in. So Jackson with 21 points now for the Bulldogs as we get this second half on a roll. 37-36, Adrian by one. Inside to Neal. His shot short, gets his rebound, puts it back up and in. Now those are the first second chance points for the Flying Dutchman in the evening. And none in the first half, and Grant gets one here early in the second half. 38-37, Hope up by one. Roddick with his back to the basket, gives it on the outside to Gordon. Gordon underneath, puts a shot up, misses. Roddick with a rebound. And I think VA is going to get his first foul. It is. And that'll put Ben Roddick at the line. He's 6'4", 190-pound sophomore out of Emily City. Bulldogs trailing by one with a chance to tie. And this one won't go in. So that's the first miss. So the Bulldogs were perfect up to that point. The first half, they were 6-for-6 from the line. And Roddick misses the first free throw of the second half. Second one, good. We're tied at 38, 18 minutes left in the ball game. Zone defense by the Bulldogs over to Edson. Back to Gardner. Edson on the top. Works his way around to the left wing. Feeds inside to Byers. Back out to Grant Neal. He puts up a three. No good. Roddick with a rebound. To Gordon. Gordon at the point for the Bulldogs. Directs traffic. Comes on the right side to Jackson. Jackson works around to the point at the top. Hands it off to Reed. Reed back on the right side. Roddick. Roddick works a weave on the outside. Jackson in his hands. Defense picking up now for the Flying Dutchman. They're cutting off some of these moves. And open on the right side for three. And getting it is Drew Torrey. 41-38. The Bulldogs on top. Neal out to Gardner. Gardner back to Edson into Byers. Right corner, Neal. Edson underneath Van Arendock. Van Arendock to Gardner, and Gardner's foul. Bumped underneath a little bit by Jackson. So it'll be Gardner going to the line for the Flying Dutchman. In the first half, Ben was 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Takes his time as it quiets down and puts it in. Coming back in, Dominique Stigall. Back in for Adrian. Jackson goes out. And Gardner drops in two. 41-40, Adrian on top. Gordon crosses the big Bulldog paw in the center of the court. Gives it up to Roddick on the left side. To the wing to Reed. Back out in front to go to Stigall. Stigall hands it off to Gordon. Gordon works against Edson. Down low they go against Van Arendonk. And Stigall tries to make the move, and Arendonk slaps the ball back in his face. Gives it to Edson. Edson's double teamed, and both guys go down. And they're helped up by their teammates, the officials right there. And it'll be a foul, and I think it's going to go against Adrian.
Once again, that was Drew Torrey that was in the middle of that scrum. Alex Edson and Torrey falling together on the ground. And
kind of got tangled up with each other.
And Nate Van Arendonk had to untangle them.
41-40, Adrian with the lead. Hope with the basketball. Gardner into the corner to Neal. Neal back to Gardner. Gardner looks to VA, gives it to Neal instead. The VA underneath. Byers! Byers banks it off the window and in. Good feed by VA that time to Caleb. 42-41, Hope up by one. Jackson, guarded by Byers, takes it down low, puts it up. No good. Rebound by Arendonk. To Gardner. Gardner, three on three, takes it underneath. Left-handed shot is good. Fans wanted a little travel on that one, but the call didn't come. 44-41. Hope up by three. 15-40 left. Drew Torrey at the point as Edson reaches around. Can't steal the basketball. Roddick takes it underneath against Van Arendonk. Misses the layup. Grant with the rebound. Here comes Gardner all the way coast to coast. Works between two and three guys and is able to draw a foul. Think it's going to go against Robertson. He was not in the active shooting.
It's going to go against Drew Torrey, and that will be his third.
And it'll be Carlson coming in for Gardner. And Gordon coming in for Torrey. Inbound pass to Byers. Cross court to Carlson. Back out Edson. Quickly, Edson for three. Yes! Alex Edson with a triple from the right wing. And Hope goes up by six. 47-41, and a quick timeout by Mark White. As the Flying Dutchman, they start to pull away a little bit early in this second half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Flying Dutchman getting out to a nice start here in the second half, a 13-6 run to start. But another major factor in this ball game, though, was they decided to go with Caleb Byers coming out here really quickly as the second half started. He is now guarding Ricky Jackson. And Ricky Jackson has only 2 points here in the second half. So, obviously, they figure that Caleb Byers is physical enough and going to be the man that stopped Ricky Jackson from scoring.
Well, the Flying Dutchman, I think this has been the biggest lead of the ball game for Hope. Adrian had a bigger lead early on in the contest, I think. But this is Hope's biggest lead, and that's 6 points.
Yeah, they had a six-point lead at the 5:38 mark in the first half. So, The Adrian had an 8-point lead at one point early in the ball game. So Flying Dutchman having a pretty decent lead right here as they get out to a nice start here in the second half, making the necessary halftime adjustments.
Now forcing the Bulldogs to take the timeout as they now trail 47-41. They led by one at the half. Hope breaking their huddle, as do the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs are going to have the basketball. Ricky Jackson will inbound it for Adrian. Gets it in to Gordon. Curtis crosses the timeline. Works against Carlson. Leaves it for Robertson. Robertson on the outside. Works his way around the left side. Puts it in the hand of Gordon. Gordon directing a little traffic. Not much movement. Now they start to move to Jackson on the left side. Going against Edson. Edson cut him off. Couldn't let him to the basket. And Redick drives over the top of Edson. No foul called, but Hope's going to get the basketball. So they have the maintenance crew coming out, wiping up the floor a little bit as a couple of guys hit the deck. And as they wait, Hope is waiting to get the basketball in the play. 14:42 left, 47-41, Hope with the lead. Zone defense by the Bulldogs all the way. They have not gone man-to-man at any point. Inside to Byers. Byers puts it out. Up and in. Caleb Byers with the bucket. 49-41, Hope on top. Torrey on the right side, kicks it over left to Robertson. Into the hands of Gordon. Gordon into to Roddick. Roddick shot for three, no good. And the VA after the shot, and that I think is going to be three free throws. VA, instead of going straight up in the air, went into him and knocked down Roddick after he took that three-point shot that missed. And he's going to the line.